one offense up against the one defense. With Michael Vick at the quarterback position in the shotgun for this Eagles offense. Brandon Graham there at left defensive end in place of Jason Babin. He'll take this play and then throw it over as Graham actually drops out of that play and tries a completion there. Vick incomplete to Jeremy Macklin. Chris McPherson, are you ready for me?
Certainly ready for you, Spuds, all times. We're doing a little two-minute drill action here in the special cat today. Now note that it's a thud drill. It's not going to be live tackling until later on in the practice, but certainly the Eagles want to improve the two-minute offense, and they're getting a look at it right here as you see Michael Vick about to take the hand off the snap of a shotgun. Plenty of pressure here. Dumps off to the corner of the middle. D'Amico Ryan's in pursuit there. So it's a thud. You're not going to see an actual tackle. Pretty much a two-hand touch at this point, but you're going to see some action there along the line of scrimmage. Just came over from a very physical 9-on-7 session where the defensive linemen were quite frustrated because it was an inside run drill, and time after time again the running backs were popping to the outside, and you had some of the players yelling at the offensive coaches, look, we don't have any guys on the outside, that's not fair. So we're going to see if the intensity keeps going here, even though that this is not a live hitting drill at this point. The ball's going to be lined up here at the 45, second down for the offense. Michael Vick is shotgun with Shady McCoy. Clay Harbor in the slot. Deshaun Jackson live wide to the right. Knowing the defense, you have Nnamdi Asamoah in the slot. Dominique on the left side. The pass almost picked off by Nnamdi Asamoah. In and out of his hands, right place, right time. The pass was incomplete. You're going to also see some blitzing here from the defense. They're going to work on that during this drill.
Hey, Chris, it looked like on that play the Eagles ran a little stunt deal and got to Vick on the sack. So this drill is also for the defense to work on its pressure packages.
Yes, certainly. Again, it's third and long situations primarily. Michael Vick just throwing a prayer up right there. It was almost a great catch there.
Look, how's Vick? Is Vick getting up? Vick, a little scary moment there. What was Vick doing?
Well, Vick was just trying to make a play. You know, his mindset, you know, he's always trying to do what he can to keep the plays alive. And, you know, fortunately, you're not able to sack him during these drills, but the hands were getting on him. He threw a ball up for Macklin. Believe it or not, Macklin almost came down with that one. But again, not a situation you want to see your quarterback where he's exposed like that. And that's going to be the last snap there.
All right, so Chris, set me up with the defense, number two defense.
Number two defense, we have Phillip Hunt, Fletcher Cox, Antonio Dixon, and Darrell Tapp. That's going left to right. You're seeing what looks like the nickel package coming out here.
You have Michael Harris. Kendrick. Yeah, Cliff Harris, Brandon Boykin.
OJ Otagwe, you have Brandon Hughes and Jaquan Jarrett.
Joselio Hanson looks like he's on the field as well.
I do not see Joselio.
I see him in the slot on this side. That's Boykin. Okay, I'm sorry.
Boykin, okay. So we have Cliff Harris here on the left side. He's going to match up against Damaris Johnson. Mike Kafka going to take the ball from a shotgun snap. Fires down the middle. Has Brett Bracken wide open. Great reception. Yeah, Perfect throw.
Yeah, through a nice coverage there from Jamar Chaney. But Kafka really stuck it in there very nicely.
No, beautiful pass there. Again, it's a two-minute drill here, so they're going to keep the ball moving. You want to see up-tempo defense here. So Kafka not able to find anyone. Fletcher Cox got his hand on there. That would have been a sack right there as Andy Reese signals for it.
So where are we on the field? So this is a two-minute drill. The clock winds down. The object here, obviously, is to get to the line of scrimmage, set the play, and gain positive yardage.
We're at the 46-yard line. It's second and long. You have Deion Lewis in the backfield. Phil Punt got off the very quick there. Oh,
Fletcher Cox.
That's a sack.
Is that Fletcher Cox? Or was
Fletcher
that?
Cox and Phillip Hunt converging on the sack there. Looks like Phillip Hunt got his hand in there to knock the ball loose. It's just instincts at that point.
Yeah.
You know, defensive linemen don't know any better.
And so we've got the backup center here is Dallas Reynolds. I'm wondering where Julian Vandervelde is, but Dallas Reynolds taking the reps. And that's a young offensive lineup there, Chris, isn't it?
It's certainly an offensive line. You're looking at fifth-round pick Dennis Kelly at the right tackle position. You got a veteran in Mike Gibson, who was a former Eagles draft pick back in 2008. He has some starting experience from Seattle, but he's come back here to the Eagles. You're talking about Julian Vandervelde. I do not see him on the field this way. You have King Dunlap over at the left tackle position. Dallas Reynolds, I used to at center. Vanderbilt is in there at left guard. But here, Mike Kafka drops the ball for Deion Lewis, who's going to scoot up the field. He's going to get to about the 37. Oh, the referee's going to signal at the 39-yard line is okay. Where he was touched. Not used to this two-hand touch stuff. Yeah. Used to them going out of bounds or getting tackled to the ground. So something to get adjusted to there.
Really nice camp so far from Deion Lewis. Seems, Chris, to have earned the trust of the coaching staff quite a bit.
Very much so. The one thing you're going to want to see continue improvement from him throughout the camp is the pass blocking situations. I think last season there wasn't too much question about his quickness, his ability to run inside. I mean, you've seen that once again in this camp. He's looked very comfortable and fluid catching the football. Right
wow,
there. Whoa. Vinny Curry.
Guys, this defensive line? It's Curry and Tapp and
Antonio Dixon's out there
Dixon
right
out.
Now.
I mean, just they're dominating up front.
And Darryl Tapp, it's no question. Jim Washburn. As we're riding his guys hard the last couple of days, especially first-round pick Fletcher Cox, he really wants him to develop and get on the field quickly here. It's some hard coaching. He's also worked Vinny Curry very hard. And right there, trying to get Ronald Johnson over by the sideline, but the ball's thrown behind him out of bounds. And that's going to do it for the second-team offense. We're going to see a little three-on-three action with a third-team offense led by rookie third-round pick Nick Foles take the field here.
All right, so let's kind of try to figure out here who's on the field, Chris. I know it's tough to do, but I think fans really want to know who's running with what team. So tell me, what do you see on offense? What players out there?
Okay, I'll focus on the offense first. You're going to see Marvin McNutt, the sixth-round pick, who obviously is getting a lot of snaps with Riley Cooper sideline. You're also seeing McKay Jacobson, Marty Gilliard, veteran receiver in there as well. Now, offensive line-wise, you have Thomas Welch over at the right tackle. You have Brandon Washington at the right guard position. You have Steve Ballas coming in at center. At left guard, you have Alfred McCullough, and then left tackle, DJ Jones. That's your third-team alignment right there. Bryce Brown is in the backfield with Nick Foles.
Okay, Foles takes the snap. We see that. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. I guess that was Brown on a little circle route.
A little circle route for Brown, not able to come up with the catch there. He's had some drops the last couple of days. Routine catches that need to be made.
Right.
Tough
how about,
one
how about the defense? Who's on the field? Is Jeremy defense. Stewart comes in?
You have Monty Taylor. At left defensive end, I'm looking right here for left defensive tackle. Someone to really keep your eye on, Cedric Thornton, who's having a very impressive camp so far. Frank Trotter, who had a deflection in practice, and Phillip Hunt over at the right defensive end position.
Looks like it's Clayton and Matthews. Is Matthews in the middle in the nickel here?
Yes. And then you also have Brandon Hughes. Oops.
And Matthews in coverage there. Good job.
Yes. Also just trying to keep an eye on Mark or cameraman, make sure nothing happens traffic-wise. But Jeremy Stewart, nice play getting out of bounds there. So able to stop the clock. Again, two-minute drill, thud period here for the offense going against defense. Your safeties here, Wade Bonner and Tom Nelson. Philip Thomas, hamstring injury, not out here once again. Your other corners, Cliff Harris, left cornerback, Trevard Lindley at the right cornerback position. Brandon Boykin working in the slot here.
All righty, so it's a two-minute drill here. Thud, no tackling. It's Foles taking the snap, throws to his left side, and completes it to Jacobson, who gets out of bounds.
Nice three-step drop. Just get the ball out quickly. Try to get some yards to be able to move the clock. It's going to be first down, just enough for the first down there. So it'll be first and 10. They're right at midfield.
All righty, so how much time's on the clock?
We've got 1:17 with the clock stop, so 1:17 left. For the third team offense to see if they could come up with some points here.
And neither the first team nor the second team offense able to put the football in scoring position.
No, nothing so far from either offense. Defense having a phenomenal day so far. So as we line up here, Foles going to take the snap out of shotgun. Has Brown with them. Ooh, a little
false start.
False start there. Looked like it was the right tackle, Thomas
Welch. Watch out, Chris.
And they're airing out. No, that's Marty Gilliard who caught the ball inside before going out of bounds.
I think they say that's a catch.
And they're ruling it a catch.
And at the one-yard line. So that's beautiful. We've lost Chris there, so we'll keep it live here. Marty Gilliard, they moved the football. There was no false start call there. Push record. Here we go. A little timeout here. We've got the goal line situation, and Foles hands off to Bryce Brown, who really needs to take it harder to the hole there. Did get into the end zone, though. Actually marked short of the end zone. I think Bryce Brown has to rip it in there. So, hey, Chris, Bryce Brown really needs to take it a little bit harder, doesn't he?
A little bit harder there. A little cutback move there. Looks pretty, but it's not effective. You want to be able just to hit the ball up in there, especially in these goal-to-go situations here. So,
second and short. Second and goal, right?
We have a second and goal situation here. I'm running up here. It's just past the one-yard line. This is where you got to be able to make the conversions
find a fullback. Let's test the fullback here. Let's give the ball to Bryce Brown again. And let's go.
Now, this is very, very interesting. You got Emile Iwanagu. He's lined up as a tight end in this situation. So Bryce Brown still the lone running back. Falls under center. Hands the ball off. And he gets in there easily. Good push from the offensive line up front to get the ball over the plane. So your first points here come from the third-team offense. As that wraps up the two-minute drill, we're going to move into special teams now where they're going to work on some onside kicks for about 5 minutes. And then soon enough, we're going to get into the one-on-one O-line, D-line, as well as seven-on-seven, just a little bit right here.
All right, thanks, Chris. Very well. Let's take a little break. We're coming right back on Training Camp Live, presented by Xfinity.
Eagles fans, join me, Jeremy Macklin, and the entire Eagles team for a night of football and family fun at Lincoln Financial Field for Eagles Flight Night.
See the entire Eagles team take the field for a thrilling practice and exciting